Farewell to the East End by Jennifer Wirth. Read by Saskia Butler. In 1855, Queen Victoria wrote to her daughter, Vicky, the Crown Princess of Prussia, who was expecting a baby. "What you say about the pride of giving life to an immortal soul is very fine, but I own I cannot enter into all that. I think very much more of our being like a cow or a dog at such moments, when our poor nature becomes so very animal and unecstatic." Youth's a stuff will not endure. Someone once said that youth is wasted on the young. Not a bit of it. Only the young have the impulsive energy to tackle the impossible and enjoy it, the courage to follow their instincts and brave the new, the stamina to work all day, all night, and all the next day without tiring. For the young, everything is possible. None of us, 20 years later, could do the things we did in our youth. Though the visions burn still bright, the energy has gone. In the heady days of my early 20s, I went to work in the East End of bomb-damaged London as a district midwife. I did it out of a yearning for adventure, not from a sense of vacation. I wanted to experience something different from my middle-class background, something tough and challenging that would stretch me. I wanted a new slant on life. I went to a place called Nonitus House, which I thought was a small private hospital, but which turned out to be a convent run by the Sisters of St. Raymond Nonitus. When I discovered my mistake, I nearly ran away without unpacking my bags. Nuns were not my style. I couldn't be doing with that sort.